Tom, I'd like first of all to have you give us a description for those who may not be familiar with what DMI is, what it does.
Dairy Management Incorporated is a combination of the National Dairy Checkoff Group working with 18 state and regional groups, coming together with roughly $200 million in checkoff funds that are used to market dairy products all around the world.
That sounds like a challenging task right there to keep that all organized.
It is, and in the United States, we work through several state and regional organizations and the national organization. Overseas, we have a partnership where we've created the U.S. Dairy Export Council, which is a membership organization with 75 members that pay $1 million in dues to help promote and market dairy around the world.
So when it comes to marketing domestically, you do that through various, like you said, organizations on a regional level or maybe state level. But then internationally, that's what this U.S. Dairy Export Council is meant for.
Yes, and domestically, one of the biggest areas that we work in, obviously, is schools. And the nutrition environment, as it affects schools due to the obesity crisis, has become important to all of us as dairy interests and as parents and people interested in the health of Americans.
So what would, I know there's quite a few, but what would be some of the standout projects that people would be familiar with that you oversee?
Perhaps some of the most significant things that people might see every day. We were responsible for in the fast food restaurants like McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and others, Subway, in bringing to them a conversion from the cardboard container of white milk to round, resealable, modern packaging of white and flavored milk, which is now in 55,000 stores, hundreds of millions of pounds sold a year additionally, and presenting the children a much better depiction and healthful depiction.
And I know when it comes to, and we're all about internet delivered information, you have some very creative and different types of websites to reach different audiences, right?
Yes, we do. We have a three-a-day network for moms that has well over 100,000 moms who regularly go to that website for nutrition information and particularly about the nutrition related to dairy. We also have websites for school children that they can learn nutrition education through playing fun games.
Well, here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, we've had a collaborative issues forum with between dairy producers and cattlemen who are attending here. This was a historic, I think, event. First time that simultaneous meeting of the organizations has been held. Describe what the idea behind bringing the two together here, what that's meant to accomplish.
Well, the beef staff and the dairy staffs and farmers have a long history of working together on issues in crisis and nutrition. But in the last few years, with the heightened interest in nutrition in the food marketing environment, the two staffs and boards have worked very closely to form a coalition along with 10 other companies, along with USDA, to develop credible, sound science that forms the basis of a nutrient-rich system that will help consumers make better, more healthful choices. And why this is important beyond what I just said is that there are many other systems that are out there starting to evolve that are very negative and talk about good food, bad food. And I think in the United Kingdom, we see a consumer health nightmare with multiple systems, and one in particular where there's a red light, yellow light, green light that really is not going to help nutrition.
Do you think, besides working with the beef people, that is there any talk or has there been any idea of even expanding that further to other food industry groups here in the United States to work together?
Well, on the coalition, the nutrient-rich coalition, there are other food groups that are represented. In fact, all the commodity groups that are reflected in the food guide pyramid essentially are part of this coalition.
Well, looking at what you've done here with this forum, which was, to start with, very well attended and interestingly enough, for some of us who observed that, nobody left. It was a long session, but I think they were fascinated to hear. These were a lot of people, like you said, from the staff, from the different organizations. How will this this forum be used to launch either further collaboration or synergies, was the word used yesterday, as we move forward?
Well, I think we can take our work with the nutrition staffs that have worked so hard together and the issues crisis staff and find other opportunities, particularly as the nutrition work moves forward and it moves into the marketplace at retail. We both have efforts we conduct at retail, and we can do those together.
Great. Well, any last comments in terms of the collaboration between beef and dairy especially? And I know here we're going to have a Cattlemen's Beef Board dairy producer lunch today, for example. So they make a real effort to outreach to dairy producers who are, as a lot of people say, in the beef business too. Any other words to in terms of what DMI is doing that you think they might be interested to know on the beef side?
Well, I just think much of the nutrition research that we're funding in dairy, and we fund around $10 million in nutrition research, is also going to have benefit to beef, because we're looking at the benefits of saturated fat coming from animals, which we believe is a real important item for Americans to better understand that there is value to that saturated fat.
Well, great. Thank you very much. That's Tom Gallagher, who is CEO of Dairy Management, Inc., here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.